Hi, this is Coach T with your next chapter, Poking and Prodding. The lady comes again. She brings an animal doctor with an awful smell and a dangerous-looking bag. He spends an hour with Ruby poking and prodding. He looks at her eyes, her feet, her trunk. When he's done with Ruby, he enters my cage. I wish I could hide under, not tag like Bob. Instead, I do a nice, loud chest beat. After a moment, the doctor retreats. We're going to need to put this one under, he says. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I strut around feeling victorious anyways. No painting. No one asked me to paint today. No one asked Ruby to perform. There are no shows, no visitors, unless you count the protesters. Max stays in his office all day. More boxes. I wake up from a long morning nap. Bob is on my belly, but he isn't asleep. He's watching the ring where four men are placing a large metal box. It's me-sized. What's that? I ask, still blurry from sleep. Bob nuzzles my chin. I believe that box is for you, my friend. I'm not sure what he means. Me? They brought in a bunch of boxes while you were sleeping. Looks like they are taking the whole lot of you, he says casually, licking a paw. Even Thelma? Taking, I repeat, taking us where? Well, some to the zoo, probably. Others to an animal shelter where humans will try to find them homes. Bob shakes himself. So I guess all good things must come to an end, huh? His voice is bright, but his eyes are far away and sad. I'm going to miss your stomach, big guy. Bob shuts his eyes. He makes an odd noise in his throat. But what about you, I ask. I can't tell if Bob's pretending to sleep, but he doesn't answer. I gaze at the huge shadowy box, and suddenly I understand how Ruby feels. I don't want to go into that box. The last time I was in a box, my sister died. Goodbye. When George and Julia come that night, George doesn't get his mop or his broom. He gathers up his tools and belongings while Julia runs to my cage. This is my last night, Ivan, she says, and she presses her palm to my glass. Mac fired my dad. Tears slip down her cheeks, but the zoo lady said maybe they'll have an opening there in a while, cleaning cages and stuff. I walk to the glass that separates us. I put my hand where Julia's palm is, palm to palm, finger to finger. My hand is bigger, but they are not so different. I'm going to miss you, Julia says, and Ruby and Bob. But this is a good thing. Really, it is. You deserve a different life. I stare into her dark eyes and wish I had words for her. Sniffling, she goes to Ruby's cage. Have a good life, Ruby, she says. Ruby makes a little rumbling sound. She puts her trunk between the bars and touches Julia's shoulder. Where is Bob anyways? Julia asks. She looks around under tables, in my cage, by the trash can. Dad, she calls. Have you seen Bob? Bob? Nope, George says. Julia's brow wrinkles. What's going to happen to him, Dad? What if Max shuts down the whole mall? He says he's going to try to keep it open without the animals, George says. He stuffs his hands in his pockets. I'm worried about Bob, too, but he's a survivor. You know what, Dad? Julia gets a gleam in her eye. Bob could live with us. Mom loves dogs. And he could keep her company. And? Julia, I'm not even sure I have a job. I may not even be able to feed you, let alone some mutt. My dog? Walking money? Sorry, Jules. Julia nods. I understand. She starts to leave, then runs back to my cage. I almost forgot. This is for you, Ivan. She slips me a piece of paper into my cage. It's a drawing of Ruby and me. We're eating yogurt raisins. Ruby is playing with another baby elephant. And I am holding hands with a lovely gorilla. She has red lips and a flower in her hair. I look as I always do in Julia's pictures, like an elegant fellow, but something is different about this drawing. In this picture, I am smiling. Click, the door to my cage is popped open. I can't stop staring at it. My door, open. The giant box has been moved and it's open too. The humans have pushed it up against my doorway. If I walk through my door, I enter their box. The zoo lady, whose name is Maya, is here again. Click, yogurt raisin. Click, tiny marshmallow. Click, ripe papaya. Click, apple slice. Hour after hour, click after click. I look over at Ruby. She waits to see what I will do. I touch the box. I sniff the dark interior where a ripe mango awaits. Click, click, click. I have to do it. Ruby is watching me from between the bars of her cage, and this box is the way out. I step inside. An idea. After I leave the box and step back into my cage, I get an idea, a good one. I tell Bob he can sneak into my box with me and we can live at the zoo. Have you forgotten? I'm a wild beast, Ivan, he says, sniffling the door for crumbs. I am untamed, undaunted. Bob samples a piece of celery and spits it out. Besides, they'd notice. Humans are dumb, but they are not that dumb. Respect. Ivan, Ruby says, do you think the other elephants will like me? I think they'll love you, Ruby. You'll be a part of their family. Do you think other gorillas will like you, Ruby asks. I'm a silverback, Ruby, a leader. I pull back my shoulders and hold my head high. They don't have to like me. They have to respect me. Even as I tell her this, I wonder if I can ever command their respect. I haven't had much practice being a real gorilla, much less a silverback. Do you think other elephants will know any jokes? If they don't, I tell her, you can teach them. Ruby flaps her ears. She flicks her tail. You know what, Ivan? What, I ask. I think I'm going to go in the box tomorrow. I gaze at her fondly. I think that's a good idea. And I think Stella would have agreed. Do you think the other elephants will know how to play tag? I love tag. Me too, I say. And I think of my nimble sister racing through the brush, always just out of my reach. Photo. Late at night, Mac opens my cage. The full moon falls on his sagging shoulders. He seems smaller somehow. Bob instantly alerts, leaps off my stomach, and dives under, not tag. Don't bother hiding, dog, Mac says. I know you sleep in here. Mac settles onto my tire swing. Might as well stay one more night. Your buddy's leaving tomorrow. Tomorrow, my stomach drops. I'm not ready. I need more time. I haven't said my goodbyes. I haven't thought this through. Mac pulls a small photo out of his shirt pocket. It's me when I was young. Mac and I are in the front seat of his convertible. I'm wearing a baseball cap and eating an ice cream cone. I was a handsome lad, but I have to admit I look ridiculous. Nothing like a real gorilla. We had some laughs, didn't we, big guy, Mac says. Remember when we went on the roller coaster or that time I tried to teach you to play baseball? Mac shakes his head, chuckling. You had a lousy jump shot. He stands, sighs, looks around. He puts the photo back in his pocket. I'm going to miss you, Ivan, he says, and then he leaves. He doesn't look back.